The Discovery, Chapter 3, Part 3. To her complete surprise, Midnight felt no pain. In fact, she felt something pleasant. The loose ends of her mane were brushed out of her face, and soft, thin pads gently stroked against her coat. If she didn't know any better, she'd say she was being petted. She felt a gentle pressure cover her forehead, where she had rammed the wall like a blind battering ram, and took this chance to open her eyes. The creature had a look of pure concern on its face. There was no malice in those striking brown eyes, no hate, and no semblance of any desire to cause pain. Only one emotion relayed itself through the chocolate orbs. Concern. This alien was genuinely worried if she was okay.
"That's alright, little guy. I'm not gonna hurt you."
David spoke softly, giving a small smile to show that he wasn't a threat. Midnight's jaw dropped.
"Did it just speak? How could it? It spoke Equish? How did—"
Midnight's thoughts were interrupted by the door being bucked open. Both pairs of eyes darted to the Royal Guard's pony now standing in the splintered doorframe. In the chaos of what had been going on inside of the house, neither of its occupants had noticed the knocking on the door, and the muffled,
"Ma'am!"
coming through the other side. One look at the situation in front of him and the stallion leapt into action. His horn sparked to life and a golden aura engulfed the sword strapped to his back. In one fluid motion, he ducked his head and ripped a blade free of its sheath, slashing horizontally at the alien hunched over the fallen mare.
"Wait!"
Midnight started, but she was too slow. The Royal Guard's pony was already swinging the blade, cutting through the air like a hot knife through butter. Before he even knew the pony wished him ill intent, the sound of sharpened steel leaving his leather prison filled the air. David released the unicorn and leaned back, finding no other way to avoid being struck. David's wounded legs could not support his weight at such an angle, and he fell back. He just barely dodged the lethal steel as he fell onto his back. He rolled onto his side and pushed himself up with his arms, doing everything that he could to keep weight off of his left leg. His attacker would have none of it, though. He brought the sword downward, intending to impale his prey. Rolling to his left, David narrowly dodged the blade by only a few inches as it pierced the hardwood floor, sending splinters flying in all directions. He continued to roll until he reached the other side of the entrance, where a table had some decorative pots and flowers resting on top. The pony attempted to free the sword, but couldn't seem to break his weapon out of the floor. He stood there for a couple of seconds, grunting in effort to free his blade. That gave David the much-needed time to rise to his feet. Adrenaline now pumping through his system, he looked for the nearest weapon to defend himself against his assailants. Luckily, the pony was still preoccupied and didn't have a sword at the ready. Scanning for anything that he could use, David's eyes fell upon the potted plant on the table to his left.
"That'll have to do."
The pony gave up on trying to remove his sword and was now closing the short distance between them. Grabbing the vase and turning in one fluid motion, David arced his arm and brought the vase down as hard as his adrenaline-fueled body would allow. Perfect contact was made against the small demon horse's cranium and he stumbled back, grunting in pain. David had no time to contemplate how or what had just happened and began to half-limp, half-jog out to the front door. He heard more hoofsteps coming from outside and stopped in the doorway. Fear and confusion painted his face. Two more small horses, both wearing the same white coat and golden armor, blocking the door, panting slightly.
"Fuck, they must have just ran up here. What the fuck is going on?"
The two new assailants looked almost identical to the one inside. The only difference was that one had wings instead of a horn, and they both had spears instead of swords.
"What the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck?"
David's mind raced through its extensive vocabulary in a futile attempt to rationalize the scene unfolding in front of him. David began to backpedal, nearly tripping over the dazed white devil still stumbling about to get his bearings. He tried to grab David's foot as he moved past, just barely failing to grab a hold. David raced back into the guest room and slammed the door shut behind him, three pairs of hoofsteps close on his tail. He scanned for something that he could use to defend himself with. Finding nothing but the IV pole, he considered his options.
Run away and maybe make an escape, or stay and fight 3-1.
The choice seemed clear enough. David quickly closed the distance between him and the window and climbed out. It was a short drop, no more than 5 feet. David gently lowered himself to his good foot, then his bad. He ducked down and proceeded to limp away from the unicorns and Pegasus. Not a second later, he heard the door break open, and hoofsteps on the soft carpet filled the room behind him. Midnight stumbled into the room after the door had been broken down, where all three guards' ponies were checking for the alien.
"I see her running towards the cliffs!"
called Sergeant Stone from the window.
"All right, let's move ponies!"
Lieutenant Duster shouted.
"Wait, you can't! It's not—"
Midnight started, only to be cut off by Lieutenant Duster.
"Ma'am, we're going to have a nice long talk about what happened here later, but right now, I need you to stay here and stay calm. We'll deal with the creature,"
he said, with obvious disappointment in his voice.
"But—"
Midnight never got to finish. All three of the guards' ponies were already out of the door and galloping out of the house in pursuit of the alien creature. She tried to run after them, but stumbled and fell again.
Alright, I might have a concussion.
David started to limp faster, then hobble, then jog as best as his wounded body would allow him. The pain was immense, but compared to being stabbed, he could manage. He hadn't covered more than 100 feet when he heard the telltale sound of hoofsteps closing in on him. Chancing a glance behind him, David saw two unicorns galloping towards him, and a Pegasus closing in even faster from the air. Not believing in what he was seeing, but wanted to get the hell away from it nonetheless, he pushed his body harder. Gritting his teeth as the pain seared in his legs and blood began to soak through the bandages, he broke into a full sprint. David's lungs burned and his legs seared with pain. Until this point, he had been feeling warm and tingly, despite his injuries. He wasn't sure what had dampened the pain so immensely. By all accounts, he should have been in agony. However, now that his body was being damaged by the physical effort that he was enduring, nothing could stave off the intense amount of pain coursing through his body. Despite his efforts, the hoof steps and wing beats were only getting louder and closer. David knew, at this rate, he could not run them. He was running out of options, and it was looking more likely that he would have to take them all on after all. If he could get them to come at him one by one, then maybe he could survive, but there was nothing to use as a choke point, and no weapons to use to even the playing field. David's mind raced for an answer, and fate gave him one in the form of a cliff. While his mind desperately searched for options, David misjudged the distance, and almost didn't stop until it was too late. Bringing his feet to a screeching halt, David nearly slid off the cliffside. His toes hung precariously off the edge. He turned and saw the three attackers forming a half circle around him and closing in. With his back against the metaphorical wall and his enemies giving no route for escape, David's eyes quickly scanned the immediate area for anything that he could use to defend himself.
Fuck, I'm trapped. I need something, some kind of weapon.
The only potential weapon there was a small stick, maybe 2 inches wide by 12 inches long. That and a small boulder that was far too large to pick up. The stick was his only option.
Looks like I'm fighting my way out. I'm not gonna die to some tiny horses.
Grabbing the stick, David let his natural instincts take over. The hair on his arm stood on end and his back arched to give him a nearly feral appearance. Teeth bared and a snarl forcing its way out of his mouth, David shouted,
"Come on then! Who wants some?"
Silence. Stunned, deafening silence filled the air. Then the Pegasus turned its head to its comrades and spoke.
"It speaks. It speaks!
Corvo, get the others!"
The unicorn with the sword shouted to the other unicorn. Not a second later, a loud pop and a bright flash appeared where it was standing, and then it was gone. David's mind was completely occupied with only two thoughts. Fight or flight? Flight was out of the question, so fight seemed to be the only choice left. Every muscle in his damaged body tensed and prepared for the coming fight. As he was now, David was too far gone to notice or care that the equines were speaking. All that he cared about was that now there was one less mini horse to fight, and that he would need to move fast. There was no telling how long their buddy would be gone for. The Pegasus slowly lowered his weapon and took a cautious step forward.
"Stand down and we won't hurt you. Just come quietly and we'll see to it that you aren't harmed. I promise we'll take care of you and your injuries,"
the Pegasus said, trying to calm the now feral alien in front of him. For a moment, David seemed to believe his words and lowered his weapon. As the Pegasus closed in on him, David saw the movement out of the corner of his eye. The unicorn was slowly circling around David's side, trying to get behind him.
"Oh no, I'm not getting cornered by you, you little bastard."
David preemptively took a step forward and swung at the pony in front of him, his body acting before his mind could think better of it. The Pegasus ducked just low enough for the stick to graze the top of his helmet and pass over.
"That one was for free. The next one's gonna cost you. I know you can understand me. Now drop the stick and surrender. You have my word that we—"
The Pegasus started only to be cut off by another swing. He barely dodged before David swung again, forcing the Pegasus to back up further and further as the human advanced away from the cliff. Seeing that diplomacy wasn't going to work out in this case, the Pegasus propelled himself forward, his legs acting as springs, launching him into the alien in front of him. He connected with David's waist and tackled him to the ground, sliding dangerously close to the edge of the cliff. David was stunned for a moment and dropped his weapon. The stick rolled a few feet away from the scuffle and stopped just out of reach of both parties. Sergeant Stone, quick to pick up on the new tactic, jumped onto David's legs and pinned them down with his body while Lieutenant Duster tried to contain his upper appendages.
Shit, I can't move my arms or legs! Fuck! I think, David, there has to be a way out! There's always a way out!"
David thought through the grunts and heavy breathing both parties were exerting.
"You can't win this fight! Just stop fighting us!"
The Pegasus screamed into David's ear. David's mind raced. The Pegasus's words fell on deaf ears, and David continued to struggle. Fear, rage, and a raw desire to survive forced David to fight on. No matter how much they tried to reason, David was far too gone to care. If there was a chance to get away from these demon horses, he was gonna go for it. As David struggled with the two vice-like grips on his body, a realization hit him. He wasn't currently strong enough to force these creatures off of his body, and his only hope was to fight a little dirty. David's instincts forced him to take action and find a weakness. Pressing the Pegasus up with his arms, David found his target, the assailant's foreleg. Pushing the Pegasus up towards his face, the limb came within reach and David seized the opportunity. He bit down as hard as his jaw could. The reaction was immediate, a pained yelp escaping the tiny horse's mouth and it released its hold onto David's torso, cupping its wounded extremity with its other hoof. David took the opportunity to go for the kill, figuratively. He grabbed the Pegasus's mane and forced its head down, connecting its muzzle with his forehead. This time, a much louder scream escaped the Pegasus's lips as its head reared back, blood flowing freely from its now broken nose. Seizing the new opportunity, David shoved the Pegasus off of his chest and began working on assailant number two. The unicorn was shocked to see its friend knocked back and off the alien so easily, but through discipline and training, managed to recover fast enough to block the next attack. David's right hook connected with a raised hoof, doing no damage. Quickly playing off of his momentum, David shot forth a left jab, connecting right on the unicorn's forehead. This knocked it back enough for David to roll out from under it and press himself up to all fours. Turning his body slightly, David forced the hardest kick that he could muster with his right leg. The unicorn wasn't fast enough this time, and David's good foot connected squarely with its chest, sending it flying backwards. The unicorn slammed into a small boulder and fell to the ground, unconscious. Pushing himself up to his now bloody feet, David took a split seconds to look down at himself. The bandages on his left leg were completely soaked through with blood, and his right leg wasn't faring much better. The pain was agonizing, particularly from the burns on his right leg. In the current state that he was in, David wouldn't have made it a mile before collapsing from blood loss. Unfortunately, he didn't have time to ponder these matters as the pony reinforcements arrived. David saw no fewer than 20 more white horses charging at him, the closest just 50 feet away and closing fast. Strangely enough, he saw the dark gray unicorn from before galloping towards him in their midst. There was no time to run. Even the edge of the cliff was too far away for him to make a running jump and hope for the best. The only option now was to fight. At least they seemed to want to take him alive now, a kindness that he would try to return. Try. He grabbed his stick and prepared for the coming onslaught.
Stop resisting!
Just surrender and we won't hurt you! Drop the weapon! Take him down, go for the legs!
Voices rang out over and over, but they fell on deaf ears. David's mind was focused and his tunnel vision made it impossible to hear or care about what the small horses had to say. One by one they came, barreling towards David. The first came in fast, aiming to take out his legs. He sidestepped the tackle, bringing the stick down low and tripping the equine, causing it to faceplant and somersault, landing on its back and skidding to a stop next to the wounded Pegasus. The next small horse to charge at him was met with a brutal smack to the face, temporarily blinding the equine and causing it to trip and fall while David spun on his good leg, away from his attacker. Setting his sights on his next target, David threw the stick as hard as his fading strength would allow. It connected right on the next assailant's muzzle, causing him to stop dead in his tracks and grab his now bleeding nose. The rest of the group circled around David and closed in on him together. David prepared himself for the inevitable and readied his fists. He would need many more fists to win this fight. A group jumped on him simultaneously, two hooves connecting with the back of his quads, forcing David to his knees. Two more equines were on his back, one wrapping his hooves around his neck and the other pulling him back, trying to pull him to the ground. David grabbed at the hooves around his neck as the white demon in front of him turned around and prepared a powerful buck. Having almost no time to react, David leaned back into the force, pulling him down. Two powerful legs shot forth but found nothing but air where David's face was a split second ago. Reaching up and grabbing the hooves, David yanked back, pulling the equine off of his front hooves and landing on his belly, right past David's thigh. He brought his fist down and connected with the back of the tiny horse's skull, bouncing its jaw off of the dirt below, and knocking it out cold. Throwing his head back, he hit the muzzle of the pony on his back with his head, causing it to release its grip on his neck. He leaned back up and threw another right hook at the pony next to enter his sights. Despite all of his effort, David only had so much fight left in him. More hooves grabbed at his arms and forced them down.
How are these things even so grippy? I thought hooves were basically little carrion feet! There's nothing to grab with!
David shouted in his head. With his arms and legs thoroughly exhausted or trapped, David looked into the eyes of the pony directly in front of him. He summoned the last of his strength and screamed. Not a frightened scream, but a war cry. If he was gonna die, he was gonna go out like his ancestors, with one last battle cry before the bitter end. David felt something strike his head. It must have been some kind of blunt object because his vision immediately went blurry and he fell down to his side. Another pony was quickly behind him, choking him with everything that it had. The concussive blow to his temple he had just taken, the damage done to his body from the crash, and the strain of fighting off 20-something tiny armored horses finally caught up with David and his vision faded.
Stop!
The pressure around David's neck loosened and his vision came back somewhat. Standing before him was the charcoal unicorn with the beautiful blue eyes that he liked so much. Only there were tears streaming down from those eyes.
Is she crying? Why is she crying?
I'll put him under, just please stop hurting him,
Midnight said.
Put me under? What does she mean? Is she gonna kill me?
David's thoughts raced. The dark unicorn walked up to him and kneeled beside him, her face mere inches away from his.
I promise this won't hurt. Just rest now, okay?
With that, she touched her horn to his head, a brilliant blue light emanating from the contact, and David's world went dark. Imagine if she killed him in that exact spot? Man, that would be a short story if that was the case. Anywho, let's get on to our heroic donators. Top donators are 630, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, Dash of Evergreen, and Saru Orion. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Crazy Color 557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hatzalza, Ride Soul, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more beautiful people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.